Hey C3 family, it is the last day of July, the 31st, on a Friday, and we are jumping in today to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This is Paul talking to the Gentile Corinthians, and the majority of this chapter talks about generosity, giving to God's work, or in our words today, giving to the church. In verse 6, we see Paul say this: "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." And just pausing there for a minute, there seems to be a very clear biblical statement here about our generosity, and that if we sow a little bit, if we give a little bit, if we're a little bit generous, then we're going to get a little bit of generosity back. And it makes very clear here that if we sow a lot, if we drop a lot of seed, then we are going to harvest a lot of seed. And that seems to go against or be contrary to what our society says about giving, because our society says be selfish with what you have, take everything, build your fortune. And this is, as the Bible so often is, very counter-cultural. Now, have you ever planted new grass seed? That's something that I did for my son's wedding out at the farm. And of course, I take the grass seed bag and I read the amount of seed that I am supposed to plant, and I take that number and I double it, or more. I don't want any bare spots. I want the seed to fill in, even if I have to mow more, even if it's a little bit thick. I don't want any weeds in it. I want just good grass. So Paul here, he's talking about dropping a little bit of seed and having those bare spots, and dropping a lot of seed and getting something as a result. Now, we should never give to get something back, just like we should not worship God or do good deeds because we'll be rewarded. But that's different than doing them understanding we will be rewarded. So we jump down here in verse 7, and it says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Now, Old Testament law said we are mandated, or God's people are mandated, to give a tithe, 10%. Actually, if you add up all of the different things that they were required religiously to give, they gave more than 20, almost 30% of everything that they had. We're not under the Old Testament law. I think Jesus makes a case that it's important to give. He does talk about continuing to give, but not forgetting to love people. And so aside from that, we are not instructed in the New Testament to give 10%. For myself and my family, we feel that it is the very minimum that we are to give to God. If we can't give 10% to the church and the work God's doing in the church, then we need to check our hearts. But it's a matter of personal conviction, because Paul says, give what you've decided in your heart to give. So if you're someone who you give, and you give a percentage of your income, and that is what you feel God has instructed you to do, then by all means, do that. And some people say, I feel God really wants me to give more than that. Really, where D-Lynn and I come down in this is we truly believe that if we're going to be generous, it needs to hurt a little bit. Sacrificial giving hurts, and when we do things that hurt a little bit, when it comes to our faith, then it shows the state of where our heart is. So if we would give to the church and we wouldn't feel that at all, I don't know that it would be a sign of a good sign of where our hearts are in it. I think we're called to be open-handed givers. And, you know, Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed, you know, 10 to 15,000 people, rough estimate. But what needed to happen, or what did happen before Jesus took that 5 loaves and 2 fish? Well, that 5 loaves and 2 fish came from somewhere. Where'd they come from? They came from a little boy who didn't have much to offer. He had 5 small loaves, little biscuits, and 2 fish. That was his meal for the day. That was his Lunchable. And yet he gave open-handedly. And I think that's what God calls us to do, open-handed giving, not tug of war with God to give, because it says God loves a cheerful giver. But going back to the sacrificial part of it, I write our tithing check. I've done the automatic thing before, and for some people that's good, and that's your preferred way of giving. I need to physically write a check to my church to tithe, and I need to do that, and I do that first. So it's very first on my list of bills to pay every 2 weeks, and I tithe first because I want God to know that He comes first. So, as we wrap up today's short message, it says in verse 10, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." So really, really cool chapter here about generosity and about how we are to give with open hands, open hearts, and that God will bless that. So D'Lynn and I started tithing almost 30 years ago, and we didn't have anything. By American standards, we didn't have anything. And immediately we saw God work in our finances. We immediately saw an increase, and we were actually more comfortable financially and than we ever had been, by far. And God had taken that, because we can't outgive God. We gave to God the top 10%, and then God said, "Okay, you trust me now. Your hearts are right in this," and God began to provide for us in so many ways, unexpected ways, and it's been beautiful to watch that. We've seen that with so many people. So that's my encouragement for you today. Give generously as God calls you to, with whatever you and God work out together. Have a great day.